Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi guys, welcome back to
Every Blonde Needs a Brunette,
brought to you by
your favourite blonde and brunette duo. I'm Grace Shadrack, the blonde.
I'm Grace Foley, the brunette.
And this podcast is us spilling all the tea, all the gossip
on our trips to major fashion capitals this year.
The secrets that are too hot for us to spill on YouTube.
They're coming on this podcast.
So get ready. Hi guys!
Hey!
Welcome back to Every Blonde Needs a Brunette.
We're back, and today's episode is something a little bit different.
So, as you guys know, our last episode was about the south of France, and we have actually been home for the past... Well, you've not. Grace actually been to Disneyland Paris.
I went to Disneyland Paris, but as you can imagine, not much drama happened there. I went for 3 days with my family, so
we've not done really any, nice, like...
but we've not done any trips together to, like, relay to you guys, and... we've kind of, yeah, just ran out of trips to talk about. So, yeah. We are going to bring you something new and something fresh.
The
next 4 episodes. But for today's one, it's something a little bit different. It's going to be a save or splurge.
I think this is such a good idea because I feel like we have quite different, like...
Opinions on
save and splurge.
I feel like most of yours are going to be save.
Most of yours are going to be splurge.
But then you might say splurge for some things. I'd be like, no way.
Yeah, this is true. I'm actually really excited to see what we're going to say. I'm really intrigued.
Also, we can go into depth as well, especially like handbags and shoes. We have quite a passion
for fashion.
For handbags and shoes. So, yeah, we'll probably be talking about them a lot in this episode. So if you love fashion, keep your ears open.
We got this idea from Emma Legger's...
and
That's So Sabotage.
That's So Sabotage podcast. I listened to it and it was...
It's all Grace listens to.
Normally, I love their podcast and I just thought it was a really good idea because you can't always talk about, like, boys on every episode. And it was... I wouldn't normally... Normally, I'd click on, like, the boy drama episodes, but to actually listen to something that... is a bit different. I really enjoyed it and I'd listen to it again. So Sophie Sitchin, Emma Legger, Nitz, if you're listening to this, please do another episode of Save Us Verge because I loved it.
Grace loves it. But yeah, should we get into it?
Yeah, let's get into it.
Okay, so what's your first one?
The first splurge, no, not splurge, I don't even know. The first thing that we're going to talk about is an Hermes bag.
Save or splurge?
Would you save or splurge?
Well, this is a big splurge. This is like a... We're talking...
This is an investment.
What's like the minimum you can get for an Hermes bag?
So, if you want to get one, like, secondhand, you can get them for, like, 8,000. But that's, like, if it's been used. You can visibly see it's used.
Mm.
I've looked on vintage websites. A brand new one, we're talking, like, 20, 25 grand.
I remember Jeffree Star got, like, a crocodile one, which was, like, 100K.
Christ. But they are investments. And I feel like people don't take handbags as seriously as they take watches.
Or even artwork.
Because, like, men would spend 40 grand on a watch.
Easy.
Because it would go up. Yeah.
So is a handbag.
But so is a Birkin. Would you get a Birkin or a Kelly? If you had to pick.
A Kelly.
I much prefer the Kellys. But I think Birkins...
It's just more classic.
I think Birkins are more iconic.
I think you would get more for a Birkin. Like, you'd get... You're more... Like,
you'd get investment. Yeah, an investment back on it. But I think... I prefer the look of a Kelly.
I think it's so much classier.
Yes.
And pretty.
It's after Grace Kelly, isn't it?
So we kind of have to get
one. Yeah, it's kind of like bias one.
What colour would you get?
Oh, part of me is like, just go for a classic black with gold hardware. But I also love the mini Kellys that are in like fun colours, like pink.
Yes.
I think they just look so cute. That's how you know you're rich.
If you have a colourful
Hermes bag,
literally shove it up your ass.
That's pink or green.
Or like yellow. If it's a luminous.
Or a funky fabric, like a snake skin.
Oh my God, guys, this is what blew my mind. This is how you, like, they have these crocodile bags that are like really rare, and they grow their own crocodiles. They have their own crocodile farm.
It's quite sad for the crocodiles.
I mean, it's sad, but like that just shows you how rich they are, that they have their own crocodile farm to get the exact colouring of the crocodiles.
So
they,
like, there are people out there that are Hermes. No, not people. There's Hermes crocodiles. Like, yeah, they've probably got like they were little born. H logos on them.
Yeah, they were born just for that.
Like, it's quite sad.
It's mental. Like the wealth.
Free the crocodiles.
Free the crocodiles. I don't know what colour I'd get. I'd probably just get a black. Let's get real.
Let's be real here. A black.
Let's get real.
A black one, because it would go with everything. But I think if... But you could go for something fun. But even red. Red's quite classic. Red's but also cool. It's,
but I've seen so many people have like light grey.
Oh yeah, I love light grey.
Light grey, everyone gets that if they get a mini.
I love the light grey colour, because that would go with everything.
I will say though, I was watching James Charles did a video kind of similar to this, and it was like things he regretted buying since being an influencer. And his number one was his Kelly. He had a black, I think it was a Kelly, a black Hermes bag.
What, just a plain one?
Yeah, like with gold heart, like gold really? Heartway, really stunning.
But I guess because
it was his number one regret.
I think he regrets that because his style was quite out there. Like he wears a, we saw him in a club and he was in like a colourful
suit. Guys, we saw James Charles in real life.
He's basically our best mate. But we saw James Charles in like a colourful spandex suit. He looked spandex.
He looked really uncomfortable.
Like nylon, a nylon suit. So he wouldn't wear a Kelly bag with that. Maybe a Birkin would be more him, actually. He just chose the wrong bag.
The reason he regretted it, well, number one, it looked like shit. Like it had like,
this was it vintage?
No, it was brand new, but it didn't have any shape. It had like gone all weird. And also he said like he literally just got it because you look rich and like it's just an infinite thing to have.
Yeah,
not because
what?
He actually likes Hermes bags.
Do you actually like Hermes bags? Because I prefer Chanel bags.
Same.
100%.
So right, this is where we go on to the save or splurge. Like, would you actually buy yourself an Hermes bag? Personally, I would never.
I don't think I would. Because I think, say they were the same price as Chanel, let's say, I think people just buy it as like a status thing.
Yeah, same.
Because
to show you're rich.
Because now, like, I feel like everyone now, well, not everyone, obviously, but every influencer now has an Hermes bag, whereas before, no one had Hermes bags.
It was like the old money.
It was like so hard to get one. And now I see, whenever, you know, we go, even in London, I see quite a lot of people with Hermes bags.
Mm.
And I think,
it's lost
I
its
think it's
status.
Because people want that next step from up from Chanel. The love handbags. They've bought all the Chanel handbags, and then eventually they go on to Hermes.
Mm. I personally don't think I'd ever buy an Hermes bag.
Because you kind of got
I don't
back
like
and think,
them enough to spend 20k.
No, I don't either.
I don't like them enough.
I'd rather a little Dior bag or
same.
A Chanel bag.
I would rather like a vintage, rare Chanel bag.
I think there's so
20K.
Many. Or like a Chanel bag in a really fun colour or a
yeah.
fun pattern. I think
I would. Yeah, 100% I would spend 20k on a really rare Chanel
yes.
from the runway that there's only 5 made, than an Hermes bag that like everyone and their mum seems to now have who's an influencer. Like, I think they've lost their touch, Hermes bags.
But I would people never are buy saying one. That about the Chanel Classic flap as well.
Yeah.
But then I love the look of the Chanel Classic flap.
Yeah.
Like, if you put the two handbags in front of me and I didn't know how much they were worth or the history of the brands or anything, I would pick the Chanel Classic flap.
So
I prefer the look of it. Like, if you think about it, an Hermes bag is quite a motherly
yeah,
bag.
It's quite old-fashioned.
Maybe when if I'm like a really rich granny, maybe I'll get one as a granny. But I think it's a very
old
lady bag, because it's a big tote bag, and not many people carry
yeah.
bags around like that.
I don't think I'll ever. For me, that's a save. Grace?
I'm going to go with save as well.
Yeah.
And I think I'd rather splurge on a Chanel bag.
Same.
I prefer the aesthetic of Chanel.
We'll probably never be in the predicament of trying to think of
yeah.
a Chanel bag, but if we ever are, it's a save from us.
Yes.
100%.
I mean, I wouldn't say no if someone wanted to buy me one.
It's like
if I got
Rory Gilmore.
One. Yeah.
When Logan.
Her grandparents buy her
no, Logan.
Oh, Logan.
Logan buys her one, and she's like, thanks. And
she's like, what is this?
Bag.
Yeah, because I feel like if you put one in front of someone, I would just, if I'm
be
talking
like, okay.
back when I was 14 and I didn't really know what Hermes was, I'd be like,
thanks.
Yeah, it's not the bag I would choose, I don't think. I think people just buy it as a status bag.
100%. People buy it because they think it looks, makes them look rich.
Yeah, because it does. You can get like, yeah, it does. You can get a really similar bag if you want like a dupe for like a bit less. You can get the Fendi Peekaboo,
mm-hmm.
which is really, really similar to
and the Hermes. I prefer the Fendi.
Yeah.
Peekaboo.
I prefer it as well.
But yeah, that was our first one we thought we would discuss.
And it's definitely a save from us.
Save from us.
Which might shock some people, because I feel like we look like we would like Birkins, but
we don't.
Because I feel like everyone, Kylie Jenner is obsessed with them, but...
Jeffree Star has the biggest collection of pink Birkins in the world.
Wow. That's very specific. Pink. Yeah. Because how many shades of pink can you get in Birkins?
He has like all custom pink
ones. He probably
ones.
Gets all the rare ones.
He has like 40 pink ones.
Wow.
He's the biggest collection in the world.
Do you want to give us one?
And he has this mirrored one that only him and Rihanna have or something. Yeah, he's a big collector.
He's a big fan.
Okay, sorry, Jeffrey. The next one we were thinking of was a club table.
So, would you save or would you splurge like on
a club? I don't know. When you obviously go to a club, you can pay for
bottle,
a table.
Is it bottle service?
Bottle service, that's it.
Maybe I would in Saint-Tropez because you get the whole shebang.
Guys, in Saint-Tropez, they bring out the flag.
The
of
flag
your country.
You're from.
They bring.
A massive song, and then you all cheer because your flags come out and it shows where you're from, and it's just.
And it's welcome to Central Pier.
And then they play the song after.
How much that is. I want to know how much you have to spend.
I think, well, a bottle, if a glass of wine in Saint-Tropez is like 16 euros, imagine how much a bottle is of something.
Oh my god. I'd love
I
to
would,
know.
If I was in a massive group and we could split it. And it would just be like a big party. Like, say say I was on a table of like six.
Yeah. Okay, right. So
I think I would.
Say if you were on a table of six and it was going to be £400 each, would you do it?
No.
No. Would you do it for 200?
Yes. So what's 200 times six? I
should
know this. 1,200. So really, a bottle of wine. I don't think you can get the bottle service for wine. It'd have to be champagne or vodka.
It'd have to be champagne,
or
I think.
A bottle of tequila or something. Mm. I don't even like champagne that much.
Guys, when we were at Nikki Beach in Saint-Tropez, there was a champagne for like...
Island.
25k or something. Do you remember?
Yeah, you can get rose gold with rose gold flakes.
For 25k. Like, that's a house.
I think that's just for people that want to be flash. Yeah, it's like, wait, it costs 25 grand to make champagne.
Who's buying that?
Billionaires.
Guys,
be flash.
We got the best. We got like the bed that was right by the sea.
I don't know how we managed it.
He was like, okay, so it's going to be 120 plus you have to spend £500 on wine or
and
like
we went,
a drink.
We're not spending the money.
And I went, can you give us that and minus the £500 we have to spend? And he went, all right.
Yeah,
so we got
yes.
the table.
And then all around us was like these people that were spent like
so
sugar
wealthy.
Daddies with their sugar babies.
So
it was
we
were so
meant
funny.
To spend 620.
And then there's just us there. And didn't you hear people saying, I wonder who's on that bed? And then
yeah.
they went, oh, I didn't expect that because
yeah.
we're two like young girls.
We were coming up.
No
the
one expects
they went, oh,
girl bosses.
Because we were on the best bed. And they're like, I wonder who's on there. And then us two, like.
Because we got there at the crack of dawn.
Yeah.
Grace's like earliness made us get that bed because.
Yeah.
We were there at the crack
we
of dawn.
We were the first people
We were
in.
The first people going into Nikki Beach, so we got the best seat in the house. I don't know why or how we let us have it, because it's for people that want to buy bottles,
yeah.
but...
We got in.
We somehow angled that.
But I actually think I would do the bottle service, because although it does sound like such a waste of money...
You would never with
if
us
you're
two,
with,
though.
No, not with us two, because it would cost us, like, £600 each.
Would we do it with a group of four?
No. I think I could only
well,
do it with a group
good luck,
of six.
Good luck, we'd have more friends than that.
I know. Sorry, whatever happens.
Try and make some friends.
Because a group of... It obviously depends how much it is. I think it's really, really fun.
And especially... Okay, so for some... Would you do it for someone else's birthday? If someone said, oh, can we get a bottle?
If we were going to spill it, sure.
But
if that person
But what
like,
if that person picked, like, the, the most expensive?
No. This is the awkward thing, isn't it? When you have friends that are like... Because me and Grace would be like, choosing the cheapest one.
But you just don't know what your friends might pick.
Girl, that's like my worst nightmare.
I think okay, I'm gonna say splurge.
Same, I'm gonna say splurge.
We've never splurged on it before.
Because
and it,
we
it'd
always
have to be,
go the two of
yeah,
us.
It'd have to be the right place and it would have to be the right
the like, only place
the
I'd
right
do
occasion
it is Le Opera in Saint-Tropez.
Or maybe Paris.
Yeah, but it's I don't think it's as big of a deal. Like in Saint-Tropez they literally bring out the flag of your country.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
do
yeah.
that in Paris.
Okay, Saint-Tropez. Well
yeah.
next year let's do it.
Next year.
Let's make some
We're
friends.
Back.
We need a group of six.
Yeah, we need a group of six. But we're going to say pay. What was it?
Splurge. Splurge. Which I actually didn't expect you to say splurge. No, I thought you'd be like, no.
But only, literally only in Saint-Tropez of the group of six. It was going to be
because they bring out a flag.
It's so fun.
They bring out a massive flag.
It sounds
flag.
So stupid that we're just saying they bring out a flag.
No, but
like,
look it up on TikTok.
You'll love
it's
it.
It's all very flash. Like, Saint-Tropez is flash, isn't it? But it's just fun.
It's
and
fun
they play
and
a whole song for you.
Nah, nah, nah. We would request Spice Girls song.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think you can request. I think they just play that.
Well, if I'm paying all that money.
Yeah, I'm requesting a song, babes. You can get up Spotify and change a song.
Yeah. The next thing, designer watch.
Would you save or splurge?
We're going to have different opinions on this, I can tell.
Splurge. I'm going to say splurge because they are an investment.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something you have for life. So I'm going to say splurge. But I don't know.
I'm team save. I have multiple reasons for this, actually.
Well, my number one reason is robbery.
Like, I think... I know, like, a Chanel handbag is on kind of on the same level, but a watch, some people spend up to, like, on a Rolex, like, what's, like,
like, 40 grand.
40 grand, like, on your wrist. Like, I find that so crazy. Like, one of my mum's friends, she lives in Spain, and someone like, came up to her and said, can I just see the time on your watch? And she was wearing a really expensive Rolex. And so she was like, yeah, sure. This person
oh
took
my God,
the
why
Rolex.
Why did she say yes?
Because she just, it looked like a nice lady. So she was like, oh, yeah, yeah, sure, this is the time. And she, like, checked her watch. The woman took the watch and ran off.
She gave it back.
Luckily, her husband chased after and got the watch back. But I just think you are just a walking target.
You are a walking target.
I just think I would never.
I only wear my one on special occasions.
Yeah. No, but this is 100%. But then I think you're wasting it because you're not wearing it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, but then I'm like, it's something you will have for life. Like, and it's... Like, say at any point of my life, like, I'm really struggling.
You can sell it.
I can sell it and make back double the money that over the years they go so...
Yeah, it's
an investment. And also for something like that, you wouldn't want to... If you're going to... Well, I don't plan on selling mine, but you don't want to wear it every day anyway. I only wear mine on, like, nice dinners and, like, if I feel like I'm safe to wear it, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, if I'm out with my dad or...
I don't think I would ever want to own one for the pure fact that I would never feel safe wearing it out.
Like, I do think
I would never feel safe wearing it on the train.
I just feel like it is a milestone thing to have, though.
Yeah. I do get why people have them, but I just could never, because I would never feel safe. And also, I just don't like watches enough.
Well,
like,
if you were to get one, what would you pick? Would you pick a Rolex or a Cartier?
A Cartier.
Would you?
I would pick, I love, like, a gold
See,
Cartier.
I love the mini Danger
Yeah,
Cartiers.
The really, like, small straps.
I would love one of those. I think vintage ones are really nice.
Ooh. Yeah, I would definitely pick a Cartier. But, again, I just don't like watches enough. Like, if I have the money, I'd rather buy a Chanel bag than a watch.
Yeah. Well, they're more money than a Chanel bag.
Yeah. Or I'd even prefer an Hermes bag over a watch. I'm just not a watch girl, I don't think. Like, right now, my watch is £20 off Amazon. And I love it.
I just think they do look nice on your wrist, though. It's like...
Yeah.
I don't know. I like a watch. I don't wear it a lot. I just keep it safe. But I bought it as a present, so would I have splurged on it myself at this age? Probably
Hell
not.
No,
probably not. But then again, it is an investment. People,
maybe when you're like 30, you'd buy one for yourself.
I would maybe buy one if you've got, basically, it's a bit like Hermes, like with some of the watches, you have to
get them chosen
to get the ones that are really rare. You have to get them from a supplier, and then you can keep them for like 10 years, even like 3 years. They go up because they're sought after, like they stop making them.
Mm.
And you can make like 15 grand.
Yeah.
Like, it's a really good investment, but it's obviously not a good investment if you're going to keep it. Like, if you're going to keep it for life, you don't plan on selling it.
Yeah.
Then just
or
get
if
invested.
You damage it or scratch it or anything like that. I just don't think I could ever spend that amount of money on a watch. I'd rather spend it on a house.
What about a Cartier bracelet?
See, again, I think that's such a waste of money.
Do you think?
Yeah, like the love bracelets. I remember, so I don't know if I keep mentioning him, but James Charles, he had the diamond one, which was...
Did it break?
30k, and he lost it.
How could he do? They're screwed on.
He just lost it. And that was 30k. Molly May had one for 25k, I think, and I think she might have lost that in the robbery. Again, you're a walking target. I mean, when I was younger, I used to love the Cartier Love. Like, I used to be obsessed with them because they were so trendy.
Yeah.
Do you remember Kylie Jenner? I think Zoella had eight of them.
I think Zoella made them trendy.
Zoella had one, Alpha Dave had one, and then Kylie Jenner had eight stacked up on her wrist. And I remember that was in their King Kylie era, and I was like, holy shit, get me a car. And then I looked them up, and I was like, oh,
shit, I thought they were Shein prices.
Yeah. Like, I don't think I could. Again, if it was a gift,
we're talking a gift.
Would I buy myself a Cartier? No. Love bracelet? No. I'd rather
spend the money on a bag, to be honest.
I'd rather spend the money on a bag, and I'd rather spend it not on the Cartier, on the love bracelet.
You can get like some really nice. You can get some really nice ones from like a real gold, a real silver from a jewel, like a proper old fashioned jewelers, yeah, for so much cheaper, and it will probably last you longer.
Yeah,
people do just pay for the name, but I do love the look of them. Like, I feel like I need some new bracelets because I always buy cheapy bracelets
and just break.
They break or they go like rusty, and I do want to buy like a nice. Like, this is my only nice bracelet I have.
Mm.
So I want to buy like a couple of nice bracelets that don't go rusty.
I think I'd rather the love ring.
I don't really know where to go. Yeah. Well, I'd love both.
That's not so much of a trend piece in the love bracelet.
But you know what? It's a trend piece for a reason. That's because it's cute.
And it stayed in trend for
It's
like
a cute bracelet
years.
And it's a cute ring.
I have some dupey ones that I wear, which are from Kate Spade of the love bracelets, and I love them.
They're nice.
But I don't think I could spend the money. How much is like a plain one? Do we know?
Probably like 3k.
Do you know what? It's more than that now.
Do you reckon?
I reckon now. Where's my phone? Guys, we're gonna look it up. Would you get the gold or silver?
I'll
get
silver.
The gold. See, that's where we differ. That's how we're friends.
Because my watch is silver.
I'm a gold girl.
I do love gold, don't get me wrong. Maybe a ring could be cute. I think the rings are 1k.
Oh my god.
Has it gone up?
Guess how much a white gold one is, so the silver.
I don't want to know.
Just plain silver, Grace.
5k?
6.4.
Jesus.
The yellow gold is 5.9. They've really gone up. The yellow gold with diamonds is 38k. That's the one Molly May had.
I would much rather a handbag.
A silver one with diamonds is 41. Jesus, man. I can never spend
no, that. No, I'd rather a handbag.
Same.
Wait, so if it's 6K, yeah, you can get Chanel for that.
We always think like Chanel or...
That's how obsessed we are with Chanel. We're
love
like...
ring. Okay, the yellow gold ring is 1K and the silver is also 1K. 1K on a ring?
I mean,
it's more affordable than the bracelet, so...
It would fall off, probably.
Why?
My rings always fall off.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm going to have to say save. Unless
save
it's a
on,
gift.
Oh, we talk about Cartier now.
Is yeah.
I really like them. I really, really, really like them. I would love...
Well, you're going to say splurge. I'm saying save. I'm not spending six... I thought they were 3K. I'm not spending 6K on a bracelet. You literally on drugs.
Yeah, okay.
6K.
You can get a Rolex for that.
Yeah, we can't be spending
You can
that.
Get a second-hand Rolex for
Absolutely
that.
Not. Sorry. Sorry,
yeah,
Cartier.
Yeah, okay, save.
Sorry, Cartier. No. It's a no from us.
I'm going to the jewellers on my high street. Thanks.
Thanks a lot. Okay, the next one is Dior Book Tote.
So, as you would have seen Dior Book Totes.
They're literally like the most in bags, and they have been for a while.
And you can get them in all different sizes.
I'm seeing like everyone's starting to buy the little ones now.
I love the
Before,
little ones.
Everyone was buying the big, like, huge totes for, like, beach and travel, and now everyone's buying the tiny little, like, handbag in the Lady Dior.
The one thing I will say is they are fabric.
Yeah.
And they're charging a lot for fabric bags,
I think. Fabric bags are not going to last you as
I
well
mean,
as leather.
I they're made of fabric. For God's sake.
I mean...
They're made of... You can't charge what they do. No. They charge thousands for a fabric bag.
Like a spillage, you're fucked.
It's just not as durable.
It's not as durable as a leather. It also doesn't, to me, doesn't look as expensive as a leather bag. Like, a leather bag, to me, is luxury.
I do think sometimes they do look a little bit fake.
No. This is the big issue I have with the Dior totes. There are so many fakes out there now that, like, if someone has it, I'm going to assume it's a fake.
But I do love
If it's
bag.
In that big one.
I do love them.
I'm going to look up how much they are. What are they called?
Dior Book Tote. I love them. I think I'd get a mini one, to be honest.
The big one, I think, has been about a bit outdone now.
And also, I don't know if I'd get the original print. I think I'd get a different print now. You know, I like the floral print in the navy.
Yeah.
You know, like the floral, the one we
they
saw that girl with.
New ones. A medium size is 2.5, large one 2.6. I mean, it is a lot, isn't it?
For a fabric bag.
For a fabric bag. We actually were trying to look for some, when we went to Saint-Tropez, we were actually looking for like a matching.
We was potentially going to get matching ones, but they didn't have anything in the store, to be honest.
No, I didn't like any of the colours. I liked, there was like a silver holographic one. I thought that was sick.
It's a bit of you.
Bit of me. But yeah, they are fabric, so is it really worth it?
Would we splurge? I think if I was going to buy like a holiday tote, I think I'd go for a straw one. With a bit of leather straps.
Mm.
Whereas like, but then I do think they're handy because you can just shove loads of things in them.
And you can use it for the airport.
Yes.
Whereas a straw one, you can't really use for an airport.
Only in the summer.
Whereas in the summer.
If you travel a lot, then
maybe we should get one. It is very universal, isn't it?
But then would you rather a leather tote? Like the Goyard ones.
No, I don't like Goyard.
I love them.
Unpopular opinion. I really don't. I never have.
I love them in, I wish there was a more beigey one.
Yeah, they're like green and shit. Yeah, this is where we also where we differ. I don't understand the hype. I feel like it's only just come back in because of like the old money style, because it's like quite an old money brand. But I just, it's not my vibe at all. I just,
it so reminds what type, me what designer like, tote would you pick? Would you get a Dior one? Or would you get a Louis Vuitton
we
one?
Saw really nice ones from Prada, didn't
yes.
we?
Yes. Were they? They're not beach totes.
Yeah, they're like a straw one.
No, I'm talking a normal tote bag. What normal tote bag would you pick?
I mean, if I'm going to be real, I would never get a designer tote bag anyway.
No?
Because I literally shove, like, the depths of despair in my tote bag and I just, do you know what I mean?
And
I
like, yeah, and you get, like, gum at the bottom
yeah,
of it.
Yeah, to me, like, a tote bag is, like, I literally just use one from, like, Primark and call it a day. Like, I would never splurge on a tote bag. If I became a millionaire, I'd probably do your one. Probably a Dior one.
I like the Dior ones.
And you can get like really fun like limited edition prints if you like have the money for it. You
get your name put on them.
That I don't like.
I think that looks fake.
I hate, with Louis Vuitton products as well, when people get their initials put on the bags. I think it looks so wrong to me. I can't help it. I just don't like
but
it.
But at least then you know it's real. If someone's got their initials on it, it's real.
I just hate it because number one, if you want to resell your bag, you can't. You can't resell it
now. No, because who's really going to have your initials now, that like, wants that exact
yeah,
bag?
Yeah, so you've like lowered the value of your item by like half. I don't understand why anyone would do that. I don't think it even looks nice, having like your initials on a classic Louis Vuitton bag.
I don't mind it when it's really small.
No.
But when it's like the big letters, I'm not a fan.
I literally can't stand that. But going back to the Dior, so would you save or splurge?
I would probably splurge. I mean, I don't plan on buying one, but I do really like them.
I would splurge.
I really like them.
Yeah. They're not, it's not on my wish list.
The top of my list.
It's not on my agenda.
If I think of handbags that are out at the minute and popular, that would probably be my top five because I really do like the book totes. But yeah. I would get, the pattern I'd get now has changed from when they first came out.
Mm.
I'd want to get a different pattern. Like one of the cool ones.
Yeah.
I do just assume they're fake though when I see them.
Same. It kind of depends who it's on. If someone has that like rich
how it's styled.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are so many fakes.
But are they a good investment? Definitely not.
Fabric. You're not buying it for an investment. You're buying it to use it, I feel like.
Yeah.
You know? Like, have you ever bought a bag and you're like, I have bought this for the intention of resale?
No.
Never.
Because if I was going to do that, I'd sell it. I don't know. I don't really have the funds to be doing that. If I'm going to buy a bag, it's for me.
Yeah, for you to use.
I haven't really thought, maybe I should try it and use one and see if I can double my money on it or something.
The only bag I've ever thought, when I did my GCSEs, I bought myself a YSL, it's called a cigarette box. And that's the only bag that I thought I'm definitely going to resell this because...
Are you? Oh, I thought you liked it.
No, I love it, but I won't resell it for another, like 20 years. But it's because that was off the runway and there was 10 made. And somehow managed to get my hands on it.
I think...
So when it's like that, it's like...
Yeah, but are you not going to want to have it in your collection?
I don't know. It depends how much I could resell it for, to be honest. If the money's good. If
you can get 10 grand for
something,
it.
I'd be like, oh, sure. But if they're like, oh, it's only gone up...
Yeah, because maybe by then you won't want to wear it anymore. There'll be something else you want.
That's the only bag that when I bought it, I was like, I'm buying this because I love it, but I'm also buying it because I know I can resell it for like a shit ton of money.
Double your money, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I do know.
But then if I bought a Chanel bag, I actually wouldn't even think about that. Because like Grace did. Grace is
mine's vintage. Gone up. The vintage ones are so popular now.
Yeah,
but I'm not gonna sell it.
No, I would want to like pass it down to like.
Yeah, it's like my bag. I'm not. If I was to do that, if I was to buy a bag for as an investment that I would plan on selling, I wouldn't even use it. I would just put it away.
Yeah, and call it a day. We love saying that.
call it a day.
No, same.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, the next one we're going to be discussing is the chunky shoe trend.
But designer ones.
Designer version.
So we're talking the Valentino ones with the platform and the really long heel that, with the ankle strap.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking, I think Versace do them.
Yeah.
We're talking, actually that's it, I can't think of any more.
I'm surprised like Dior didn't do one or like Chanel or something because they're
I guess maybe they're more classic.
A trend. Trend piece.
Did Prada do them?
I think Prada did. I think I remember Prada doing them. But the main
two were Versace
and Valentino.
The
two
would we buy them? You bought a pair.
So I brought a pair from Versace, but mine were from Bicester Village.
And would you have spent?
Would I have spent the original
the full
money?
Price on the ones that are in the store?
No, I wouldn't have because these heels I bought. So they're Versace. They're pink from Bicester Village. Are my favourite heels ever that I own, but I can only wear them on special occasions.
For dinners that you don't have to walk far or like
I can't walk far. Also they're really hard
they're
to
they're very
pack
high.
Because they're so heavy. So I only took them to LA because I had loads of room in my suitcase. I couldn't take them if I was going away for 2 months because they're just too heavy. So yeah, you can only really wear them on very, very limited occasions. Like if I was doing like a fashion week, I would 100% wear them. But that's why I would never spend like the full price on them. Because
they look very hard to walk in.
To be fair, mine actually weren't hard to walk in.
Oh, because the platform raises you up.
Yeah, because as long as you have the platform on the actual like shoe part, not just the heel, you're on one level.
Very
true. Do you know
true.
What I mean? So I actually didn't. That my biggest concern was my ankle, like you know, when
oh
your foot
yeah, flipping,
kind of flipping and doing that,
twisting your ankle.
Twisting my ankle. That was my biggest concern. But walking wise, I could have walked a mile in them.
Oh. Walk a mile in Louboutins.
And I think they still are quite in trend as well.
Yeah, definitely. They've only been out for a year. I think if I were to buy any, I'd buy the Valentino ones. Or black.
It reinvented Valentino.
Yeah.
Because before this, we all knew Valentino for like the spiky heels.
The studs. Which the studs. I do think will make their way back in fashion.
I hope not.
They will.
I absolutely
100%.
Sorry, I don't like those heels at all.
They will make them their way back. They're just not trendy at the minute because everything in the trend cycle comes back.
But like Valentino would have been on like not on my radar to walk in and have a look at their stuff at all. And then they brought out all those shoes. We went in there.
Do they
LA.
Do bags now? Cool bags or not?
I think they could step up their bag game, but they do really cool shoes.
I just love
and really cool clothing. They're
yes.
known for their
with
clothing.
All the feathers.
Yeah,
I
the
love
hot pink.
I do love those shoes. I'm not gonna. I don't know if I'd get the white or the black. I do love them. Like, imagine them in Paris.
Mm.
I think they're very sexy shoes, but
they're so
they're
cool.
Very expensive. I think they're like 700, maybe more.
probably more now.
I think they're about
everything
a grand.
Goes up, doesn't it?
I think they're about a grand.
But it definitely like reinvented them. Like,
oh, for sure.
You know Leonie, I don't know what her last name is.
Leonie Han?
Yeah, like they've basically, Valentino have done this thing where they've come out with this shade of pink. And it's a shade of pink that's never come out before. It's like, wow. It's the Valentino pink. And so they've done like a campaign with Zendaya in this, all the pink and the heels.
Even Versace, I feel like I would never have normally walked into their stores.
They've been reinvented.
There's not really like...
Dua Lipa, hello.
Yeah.
She like wore all their stuff for the Brits.
I think it became, no one really thought of Valentino as, well, some people did, but there wasn't really anything new and fresh drawing people in, but... It was, it's got really trendy because of the platforms and the fun colours.
Yeah, they're more like both now, like known as fun, like,
yes,
especially Versace. I feel like
Versace.
Oh, they're like dresses.
And they've always been cool because they've had that really fun print, and they've always been known for that really bright pink colour, the same colour as your shoes.
Yeah, they're both, I don't know, I would,
but they're very, all of these shoes are very trend pieces, like trend, they've probably pieces. Got like 4 years in your wardrobe at most.
You have to love it. Like, you have to love them to the fact that, like, even if they're not in trend anymore, you're still going to wear them.
Yeah, and still, like, have them in your wardrobe and look at them and be like, ah.
I love those shoes.
Yeah.
Which is, I love my shoes. Like, I know I'll wear them for years to come.
They're a bit of you.
They're literally
like, even if one day you look at them and you're like, I would never wear these now, but they're in my wardrobe and I love them, and I love to look at them and have them on display because they're an iconic shoe.
And they remind me of LA as well.
Yeah, that's what you want.
I wore them in LA.
They remind you of being young.
Yeah. I know. I love that.
You just got to try not to think too much about,
like,
things
what
going.
A shoe to like show my child.
Yeah.
And be like, look, this is what mum wore.
Mum was an icon.
Mum was an icon, and this is the shoe I wore. Like, what a shoe.
And they're from Versace.
Yeah. But would I buy them full price? No.
Because there's a different... The ones they do full price are different. They're like, they've got the front bit, and then they've got... Sometimes they've got diamonds on the...
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what, I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
Really platformy.
Yeah. I don't think I'd buy them full price.
But I think yours are cool because they're a bit different.
Mine has like the...
She's not like the other shoes.
Are they Versace? I'm getting confused now. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
It has the like
Medusa.
The Medusa.
Is it a Medusa?
I don't know. Someone told me it was like a line or something. I don't really know.
I think it's a Medusa.
But it has like that on them. It has a gold...
A gold ankle strap.
I think I would... I don't know. I kind of would splurge, to be honest.
I would splurge.
But it'd be hard for you to splurge. But reluctantly...
It'd be like, okay, these, I have to accept these are going to go out of fashion very soon.
Yeah.
Maybe if I was going to splurge, it would have been last year when they first came out.
Mm.
Maybe that's when we should have splurged if we, what you did, but
yeah,
maybe I should have splurged last year if I was going to get them. I think I'd get the black or the cream Versace ones. Because I remember seeing them in Milan. No, not Versace, Valentino. There was a massive display of them in Milan, but they sold out for months and months.
Yeah, you literally couldn't get your hands on them. They were so hard.
But I think they're more of a winter shoe because they look really cool with tights.
Yeah, they look sick.
They look really cool with tights.
They're really cool. They're good shoes. Okay, so we're going to say splurge.
Yeah, let's go splurge. Do you know what? We've splurged more than I thought.
I think we've saved more.
Do you think?
The only thing we splurged on is a bottle service and this.
No, we splurged on the one before. Are we going to do one more?
Let's do one more.
Okay, our next one, actually it's a bit boring.
Our last one.
No, it's not boring. Would you rather have a nicer apartment in a worse location? So whether that be far from everything, whether that be a bit dodgy, but it's a really nice apartment, really spacious with bright windows and everything. Or would you rather a smaller apartment in peak prime location of a city? Let's say Paris.
Peak prime location.
Yeah, I'm gonna go 100%. With that as well.
Like, would I save or splurge on an apartment? It's a hard one. I have requirements.
Same.
Like, we both have requirements.
We want our own bedroom.
Come on now, we literally can't. Like,
we can't be sharing a bedroom for a year.
I don't ever want to be on the ground floor. That's like a must for me. Like, I even if
yeah,
I'm
I wouldn't
dream
feel
apartment,
safe.
If it's on the ground floor, I'm not going to it. Nice big windows, because I think that makes such a difference. Like, if you don't have nice big windows
with light, I'd say just
light.
A bright apartment, because it makes you feel so much more positive. And also for our job as well, like if we wanted to do like a mirror selfie or something,
We need a bright apartment.
You just don't, it puts you in a bad mood for apartments, didn't you?
100%.
Like, we've had this experience in hotel rooms
where
it just puts you, it doesn't put you in a bad mood, but it's just not the vibe.
No.
Having
bright
no
apartment
light.
I don't mind having sharing a bathroom, obviously rather two, but I don't really mind. And then just the other big thing to me is it safe?
Oh, yeah.
Is there security?
The location and maybe a concierge because we get lots of parcels.
Yeah, we had this issue in Paris. But I would need, like, you know, when there's like, okay, so you first have to use this secret number to get into the door. Then you need a fob. Then you need a key. Like, I like things like that.
Really safe and really secure.
So I would spend more to get those things.
I'm going to, yeah, I would splurge on in a city. But I think if I was living in, you know, an Essex town, I think I'd rather have a bigger house in a bad location and just drive to things.
Yeah.
Like, say you, I'd rather live further out and have a bigger house. Because you get more for your money in the middle of nowhere, really, don't you?
Mm.
This is how Essex works anyway. The further you live from things, the bigger house you get for cheaper.
Yeah.
So I would probably... But then it is good. It's nice being near a high street, isn't it? And not having to drive in.
Yeah.
Do you know why I'm saying I'll drive in? Because I can't even drive.
Can't drive. She'll walk in.
Yeah.
But I think I would spend more money to make sure it's safe.
Yes, for sure.
100%.
And tick your boxes. But or you would you just take a smaller one over having a bigger one for the sake of it being... Would you rather... So say you get two choices. You either get a smaller apartment with worse lighting, but it's in prime location, or a bigger apartment with brighter windows, more space, in a worse location, like further out.
Well, in that case, I would just look for a different apartment.
Oh, okay.
Do you know what I mean?
But it's, if it's out of budget...
What do you mean?
So you have to, you only have two apartment options in the whole world.
Well, that would never happen.
What are you choosing? Yeah, I know. What are you choosing?
I don't know.
I'd still choose a smaller one. In a city, I'd always want to be in the centre.
Yeah. I mean, where we stayed in Paris was like incredible location.
Don't even talk to me about it. When we move to Paris, it is going to be not as nice as that.
But I think I would splurge when it comes to an apartment. Because you're living there, this is your home.
You know what? Your home is your sanctuary.
It really is. And then I would just try and cut back on other things. Like, I'd go somewhere cheaper to get my groceries. I would not go out as much. I would, do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you'd rather have
Ubers. Like, I would just try and, like, cut back during my month so that the rest of the money goes to rent.
To the apartment.
Yeah. It's a hard one, though. Like, I hate the thought of paying rent.
Same.
Like, paying a month, like, a shit ton of money a month. It scares me. But...
It's just part of life, and it's the only real option when you move to a big city anyway.
Yeah,
so
you can't buy in Paris or London, so...
Everyone has to rent.
Yeah. Well, we hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Save and Splurge.
Let us know if you want to do this again, and let us know on Instagram if you have any things... Well, yeah, if you want to, we'll ask you when we do it again.
Yeah, but if you want a part two, let us know, like, what Save or Splurge things
yes,
you think
Yes, give
of.
Us things to...
Save and Splurge.
Yeah.
Most of our stuff was designer today, but let us know if you're
Yeah, we could
else.
Do anything else.
Yeah.
We hope you enjoyed.
And we'll see you guys next Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.